Welcome to Control Intelligence, a control design podcast that goes deep inside the automation and technology that machine builders and system integrators rely on to keep machines humming. I'm Mike Bassador, editor-in-chief of Control Design, and in this episode, written by contributing editor Toby Strouch, I'll be discussing the role of transducers in wireless networks. Factory OT uses wireless networks regularly to interface the physical world and the digital world. Transducers make this connection possible. A transducer is a component that converts one form of energy to another. Industrial controls capitalize on this device by utilizing the convenience of wireless in safety, remote, and environmentally challenged environments. Transducers are the first and last link in the communications chain. A typical transducer consists of a sensing element, transduction element, signal conditioning circuitry, output stage, power supply, and protective housing. Combining these components into a device allows engineers to convert physical phenomena into usable electrical signals for monitoring or control systems. There are two types of transducers. The types are based on function. Input transducers are considered sensors. Output transducers are called actuators. Input transducers convert pressure, temperature, moisture, parts per million, force, whatever you wish to monitor in the world, into physical, electrical systems. These signals take the form of 4 to 20 milliamp or 0 to 10 volt. For instance, a pressure transducer would sense via a diaphragm movement, go through a strain gauge, and then use an amplifier to generate a 4 to 20 milliamp output. The signal is created when a physical stimulus produces a correlated proportional electrical output. Then the signal will traverse the airways and find its way inputted into a PLC and likely a PID loop. If not, maybe it's just going to get used in an historian for trending so that people can use the data to make decisions. The actuator converts an electrical signal into physical action. Motors turn on when levels get too low or too high. Blow-off valves open when pressures are greater than the norm. Alarms sound when a gas is monitored in the air. Actuators are associated with action. The thought process is that sensors gather information and actuators influence the change of environment. Both sensors and actuators are needed for a control loop to function. A wireless node is also required. Transducer analog signals are suitable for short distances, but are not compatible with wireless digital communications. Wireless nodes convert analog signals to digital signals via conditioning and scaling, using an analog-to-digital component and some kind of packaging that fits a usable wireless protocol. Common wireless protocols are Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, Zigbee, and LoRa. Sensors send data to the node. The node converts the signal, and then the signal is sent to a gateway or cloud to be monitored, analyzed, or stored. If this conversion process did not occur, wireless monitoring of physical conditions would not be possible. Transducers are essential components in wireless environments. Wireless systems allow seamless interaction between physical environments and digital systems. Input transducers, sensors, capture real-world data, while output transducers, actuators, translate digital commands into physical action. However, because many traditional transducers produce analog signals, a wireless node or transmitter is necessary to convert these signals into digital form. This conversion allows the data to be transmitted, processed, and utilized within wireless networks, making monitoring and control systems more efficient, scalable, and flexible. The ability to be flexible is what makes wireless a viable avenue in the OT world. One example of a real-time wireless network that provided operational feedback to a DCS is using temperature monitoring of a pyroprocessing system using a rotary kiln. Cement kilns are long, large, and outside, so they meet the challenging environment criteria. However, wireless monitoring allows instant feedback, and a gateway allows DCS interface to the wireless network. This means alarming can occur in real time, so that if there are limited operators in the control room, they don't have to walk a route to get information. For this reason, wireless technologies are a great addition to the OT environment. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Control Intelligence. If you've enjoyed this episode of Control Intelligence and Endeavor B2B podcast, don't miss our older episodes and subscribe to find new podcasts in the future. You can find our podcast library at controldesign.com, or you can download all episodes on Podbean or via Apple Podcasts or Google Play.